Welcome back. It's Jordan Miller here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. Thanks for tuning in. What do you think about teachers carrying firearms in the school? Now, this comes in the wake of yesterday's tragic shooting in Texas, where 19 children lost their lives. Other people shot, killed, injured. Very sad situation. But unfortunately, it's just another day here in America. Well, the Ohio House Committee last year, they had this new proposed legislation that would allow teachers to carry guns in school without the currently required Ohio peace officer training that goes along with it. Joining us right now, we have one of the co-sponsors of the bill, and that is State Representative Reggie Stoltzfus on the line with us. State Representative, how are you?
Hey, Jordan, I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me on your show this morning.
Yeah, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And unfortunately, I'm sorry we have to talk under these circumstances here, but HB 99, can you let our listeners, maybe they hadn't heard of it last year, can you let them know what House Bill 99 exactly is and what all it covers?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's a terrible tragedy that happened yesterday in Texas. And my hearts and prayers go out to those families. It's just terrible. But here in Ohio, we have House Bill 99, which we passed out of the House, and it is now in the Senate having hearings. Basically, what House Bill 99 does is it allows school districts to choose if they would like to arm their staff. It gives them the option to do so. They don't have to. It's permissible. They can choose to. And if they do choose to arm their staff, there's a minimum training requirement of 20 hours of training and 4 hours of reoccurring training per year. That's the minimum. So if a school district says, you know, we want to arm our staff, and the school board says, let's do it, whatever staff they have armed, they have to have that 20 hours of training and 4 hours of reoccurring training. However, if they want to have more training, if they say, you know what, 20 hours isn't enough, we want to do 100 hours, we want to do 200 hours, we want to do 300 hours, whatever it may be, they have the option, they have the right to set their own training requirements for their armed staff. So it's a very permissive bill. And again, districts aren't forced to do anything. They just have the option to do so if they want to keep their schools safe.
Yeah, and I agree that it, unfortunately it's getting to that point where we may need teachers to carry. Right now, though, if a school district says, I want my English teacher, my math teacher, my gym teacher to all be able to carry a firearm, what are the proper steps? They have to go through Ohio peace training, peace officer training, right? Don't they have to do the same training that a peace officer would when it comes to a firearm?
That's a great question, Jordan, and you're essentially right. I mean, you basically have to be a police officer to or have gone through the training required to carry a firearm in that setting. So it precludes a lot of folks, most folks. I mean, who is a teacher that's gone through that training or a staff member? Very, very few. And I will say that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, in my district, you know, I'm not going to say what school district I'm from, but we have a very good district. And I know we have a lot of, you know, former military that are on staff in the school. And, you know, these folks have been trained in past and, you know, give them some more training and protect our children. It makes sense to me. And that's why I support the bill.
Now, I know the bill, it's something that is very controversial. I posted on my social media today that you and I were going to be having this conversation. And I would say, Representative, that it's about 50-50. People believing, yes, our teachers need to carry. No, our teachers don't need to carry. I think this is a self-explanatory question, but can you tell me why you believe it's important that our teachers carry in a school in today's society?
Yeah, that's another great question, Jordan. So this is a fact. School shootings are a new normal in our society. They've been happening for decades now. It's a fact. They're happening. We are fortunate. We are very blessed that this has not happened like this in Stark County yet. Jordan, it's not a question of if it's going to happen. It's a question of when it's going to happen. And that's a fact. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm going to tell you the truth because I tell the truth. And it's a fact that it's going to happen at some point. So do we want our staff throwing canned goods at a live shooter and hiding behind desks, or do we want an armed, trained staff protecting our children? Which one do you want? I prefer having trained staff protecting my children, and I know they're safe. And, you know, when a school district hangs up a sign on their entrance that says, caution, there may be armed staff in this building, there's a much less likelihood of somebody, a bad actor, coming in that school to shoot up the place because they know that, look, there's people carrying guns here. I don't know who's carrying a gun, but I'm not going to go to that school. I'm going to go to a softer target. So, you know, it just makes all the sense in the world to me. The world we live in today, it is what it is. And what can we do to lessen the loss of life? And this is one bill that makes sense. It doesn't force schools to do anything. It's permissive. And it just makes sense to me, Jordan.
Do you think 20 hours of training minimum, do you think that that's enough, though, for a teacher to be able to carry a gun? To get your CCW, it's what, 8 hours of training, and then you've got some written hours in there as well. Do you think 20 hours minimum, though, would suffice for a teacher?
So, again, that's a great question. So, for some teachers, probably not. Again, if there's teachers, staff members that have been in the military, and they move into the role of a staff member at a school, 20 hours may be sufficient. Again, this allows school districts, this is a baseline. Like, you cannot, if you put somebody armed in a school, they have to have a minimum of 20 hours and 4 hours reoccurring, but you can put in as many hours of training as you want. There's no limit to what a school district can say that they need to have. Again, we have different people coming from different backgrounds that may not need more than 20 hours.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a call that is made by a superintendent or a school board that sets those hours in place? Does the school board have to vote on that as a collective unit?
I would assume that is the school board's job to decide whether or not they want to arm teachers and write that policy of the training requirements for that specific school district. Absolutely.
And one last question for you, because I've been thinking about this. I'm someone who I carry a firearm with me. So I've just been wondering, okay, this passes. Say the Senate does, you know, vote on it. It passes, you know, House Bill 99 is signed by Governor DeWine. Do the teachers, do they carry a gun on their hip throughout the school day, conceal it, or would it have to be locked away, or is that something that is, again, left up to the school district?
Another good question, Jordan. Again, that's something that's left up to the school district. This bill is very permissible. It just sets in place minimum requirements. It gives the schools the right to arm staff, and it gives them a minimum training requirement. Everything else, the school districts can decide how they want to store the firearm, whether they want their staff to carry it on them, how they want to, you know, all those things, that's up to their discretion, their local control. We're just giving them the ability to do these things.
All right. State Representative Reggie Stoltzfus, we appreciate you coming on today. There's a lot that we're following with this HB 99. I'm sure we'll be in touch if it does advance out of the Senate here in the coming months as they continue to listen to it and hear all sides of it. Representative, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. Have a great day.